Well, you know, I think there's a lot of things that we got to do better. We're obviously not where we want to be as a football team, and we got to continue to work to get better, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to learn from this one, and we're going to move on. We're going to get ready for Pittsburgh.
Are you surprised that you are where you thought you'd be at this point? Or?
No, I don't know if surprise is the word. You know, I'm confident that we're going to get better. I'm confident that we're going to get to where we need to get to. But you know, hey, listen, it's a work in progress. But that's exactly what it is. We're going to keep working.
When a game that's tight at halftime kind of rides off the rails like that in the second half, and then you come back and it's your first game as a head coach that's happened. When you're flying home, are you thinking about, God, do I have to change my message? What do I do? I mean, what goes through your mind as you were flying home?
Well, I think you're always thinking about, you know, how you can be better, how you can better have your team prepared, you know, how we can get it to where it doesn't slip away like that. I mean, that's part of what you do as a head football coach. You know, obviously things didn't work out the way that we wanted them to there in the second half, and the game got away from us a little bit, but we got to learn from it. We got to get back. We met today as a team, and we watched the tape today together as a team, and we made the corrections that we need to get made.
Is that normal procedure? You mean as a team, view it as a team, or do you usually do it separately?
No, we usually separate up offense and defense, special teams, mm-hmm. and then get some individual time with our position coaches. But, you know, we're going to be a team, and we're going to stick together. We're going to continue to fight, and I just felt like it was a good thing for us to get together and look at it as a team and see, you know, where we've got to make improvement so that we don't let these things happen again.
Have you seen that tact employed in other places that you've been?
Yes.
Coach, at halftime when the Dolphins came back out and made their adjustments, especially defensively, was it breakdown personnel-wise or scheme-wise?
Well, I mean, I thought they did a nice job with their scheme and making some adjustments. You know, obviously we came out in the second half and started defensively with a three and out. And then, you know, they got the ball in the plus territory. You know, Reggie made a run on a third and one. We missed some tackles. And from there, it kind of just got away from us.
Why is the running game not gotten going so far?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I think we got to do a better job of creating some movement up front. We got to get some lanes to run in. You know, we've had some interchanging parts. You know, Wisniewski started there at center in this game. So, you know, we got to get a better feel for what we're trying to do in the run game, and we got to execute. And that's what it really boils down to. It boils down to the execution of the plays.
You knew this would be a challenging job when you got it. Are things tougher than you thought it would be, or?
You know, I don't think about whether it's tougher than I thought it would be or what it is. It's the job, and you go out there and you do everything you can to get your team ready to play, and that's what we're going to do, and we're going to continue to do that.
When you look ahead to see the Steelers and how tough a team they are, or the Broncos or the Falcons, just talk about the importance then of, like, where does it come into play that you might need a must win at some point just to make sure that, you know, you try to get back to your budget or.
We're ready to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's the only game I'm concerned about. And as far as I'm concerned, every game, the next game up on your schedule is a must-win, and that's what we're trying to do every week.
Coach, you had 3-3 and outs. Your defense had 3-3 and outs in the second quarter, and I think you would say they had the first one in the third quarter, I believe. But then they piled up a lot of yardage on you in the second half. Was your team gassed because of the heat?
You know, I don't know if that was the biggest factor. Obviously, it had something to do with it because we kind of wore down a little bit. We missed some tackles that we weren't missing earlier in the game. So, yeah, conditioning's a factor, but that's not an excuse.
What did you see on the tape of the two push touchdowns? If they were missed tackles, obviously, but was the scheme okay? I mean, what did you see on the tape of those two plays?
Well, it was the missed tackles on the first run. You know, and then I think on the second run, I think they did a nice job of getting it into the crease, We didn't fit it exactly like we would have wanted to fit it. And then when Reggie gets out in open space, he's a hard guy to get down. So that's what happened on the second run.
As far as some of the injuries yesterday, Taiwan continues with that, and Shante and Barnes, just where's everyone at?
Shante's got a sprained foot, and Khalif Barnes has a groin. I think both of those are probably significant injuries. I don't know the exact extent to what those injuries are, but those are two guys that could potentially miss some time.
So cornerback-wise, you were already strapped going in. What's the next step?
Well, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at the personnel that we have, and we're going to look if there's anybody out there that we feel like can help us. So that's definitely a position that we got to look at and see, see where we're at and see if there's anything we need to do.
The main issue with Lee and Hanson not being able to start Hartline, just a bigger guy that was getting position on him?
A little bit of combination. We were playing some off coverage and they were doing a nice job of understanding where the safety rotation was going and knew where they were, going to be able to get the match up. And Hartline did a nice job of pushing us up and keeping us off of him and then turning around and catching the ball. They threw the ball on time. So that was one of the things that I thought they did a nice job of in the second half of attacking us.
What do you think of Pat Lee when you looked at the film and he gave up quite a few catches? It looked like that was a
couple plays in front of him that, you would have, hoped that maybe he could have made the play. He knocked the ball out a couple times. Overall, we would have liked for him to play better. But that was the first significant action he's gotten, so he's going to continue to get better.
Did your cornerbacks, were they giving up too much cushion in general?
What's that?
Did you think your cornerbacks were giving
up? We were a little loose. We were a little loose in coverage. We're going to look at what we can do next week to, maybe we can get a little bit tighter.
Adam said the one punt he caught was around the 2-yard line. Do you have any hard and fast rule about where guys?
Yeah, and he made a poor decision on that one, and that's one of the things that we got to do a better job of. We got to play smarter, make better decisions. Obviously, we got to do a better job as coaches of stressing those things to make sure that our players fully understand what they're responsible for and what they're supposed to do in different situations.
Have you found as the two games have gone on, just marshaling your coaching staff on the sidelines? It seems like there's sometimes they get a little out of control. Saw a DB coach yelling at Pat Lee almost coming onto the field at some point, or are you so focused on other things that they have their own power to?
Well, ultimately I'm responsible for the whole thing. All right. So I at no point have ever felt like that the coaches were out of control at all. I think the coaches are doing a good job of coaching the players, trying to help them, trying to get them better, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Dennis, how pleased were you with the effort level yesterday?
Wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. We got to be better. We're going to continue to strive to get better in that area.
Where does that corrective action come from? Does it come from you, or does it come from within, or a little bit of both?
Well, it comes from both. It's my responsibility. But I think overall we all have to do a better job. And we will.
Anytime you put in a new offense, it takes a while, Coach. Why do you think you're struggling so much in the run game?
Like I said earlier, I think we got to do a better job of creating some movement on the line of scrimmage. That's where it starts. We got to get do a better job of getting our reads of exactly where those cuts need to be made. We need to get out to a lead and where we can really stay with it.
You didn't have much of a pass rush in this game either. Did that surprise you, and what did you think was the problem there?
Part of it, you got to give them a lot of credit. I thought they did a nice job of blocking us. That what they did in the passing game, they got the ball out quick. Pass rush and pass coverage work together. From a pass coverage standpoint, we got to make them hold the ball a little bit longer. And then from a pass rush standpoint, when we do make them hold the ball, we got to get to the quarterback. So those things work together.
How
How did Willie Smith look? Did he expect him to start this game?
He would be the guy if Khalif isn't able to go. I thought he did some nice things coming in, only being here for, I think, 10 days now. So I thought he did some good things. We'll continue to work with him. And I feel like he's somebody that we can work with that can get better.
In a scheme, offensive line scheme that relies so much on those guys being in concert with each other, to have movable parts, and Stephen coming back and playing and not playing the week before, how difficult is it to get that choreography right to actually so you can get those cutbacks?
Well, that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it, obviously Stephen coming in and playing center and starting at center for the first time in a while, really since the Dallas game. And then we lost Khalif after about play number 25, our ability to get a cohesive group together where they can work together and understand, what the different line calls are going to be and how everybody's going to fit up certain fronts and certain stunts, it takes some time to get used to that and working together.
Are the Miami's defensive tackles about as stout as
they're pretty good. They're pretty good. And like I said before, Miami has been that defense, even though it's a different defensive coordinator, a lot of those players are the same, and they've been a top five run defense for the last 3 or 4 years. So that was obviously a challenge from a run standpoint.
They've made a lot of system changes to an offense that put up 2 points last year.
Mm-hmm.
What went into the decision to change the offense so much, and is it just a matter of time?
Well, I believe it's a matter of time for it to get going, and part of the decision was I've seen this system of offense work and be very successful. I believe in this as a defensive coach. I spent a lot of time defending different offenses, and I think this is one of the more difficult offenses to have to defend. Obviously, we got to execute it better because we're not getting the results in the running game that we're looking for.
Is this offense, do you think, best suited to these players on offense, or could that be an issue? Or
no, I don't think it's an issue as far as a personnel misfit with the scheme. I don't believe that to be the issue at all.
Coach, getting back to the Spencer injury, do you have any idea how long he's going to be out?
I don't, but it's a sprained foot, and I would expect him to miss some time.
Are you in given that? Are you in desperation mode yet for?
We're not in desperation mode. Obviously, we're going to look to see if there's anything that we need to do to help us get better. But I wouldn't say after two games we're in desperation mode at all.
There was talk after last season that possibly moving Huff to corner back. Is that an option that you guys would look at?
Potentially. We're going to look at all options.
Dennis, you came in and you were very vocal about your desire, your commitment to fix the run defense. And in the first game, there were some encouraging signs against San Diego. Yesterday, I'm watching the game, and it looks like the question I'm walking away with is, can this run defense be fixed with this personnel?
Yes. Yes. We got to do better. But, yeah, I believe it can. And it's all about discipline, doing your job, being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and then playing fast and physical. And we're going to do that.
Coach, you've been in the league a long time, and you know how people can overreact, and some people say, oh, two losses, the season's over. I mean, do you have your eye on the big picture, and are you feeling any of that kind of pressure now that you're the head coach?
I got my eye on Pittsburgh. That's the only place I'm looking. I don't concern myself with a lot of those big picture things. I'm working 1 week to the next. How can we try to develop a plan that's going to give us a chance to be successful against Pittsburgh?
Is rectifying the field position issues you guys have had on offense just a matter of getting some turnovers, or is it separate?
It's a matter of a lot of things. I mean, this is a team game. I mean, it's not one phase or the other. We've got to get something in the return game from special teams, which we got a little bit the other day, but obviously we've made a few plays that cost us some field position too, so we got to get those things corrected. Improve on the positive plays that we were able to get and eliminate those negative plays. And then obviously defensively, we've got to be able to take the ball away to create some field position. We need to make them punt from backed up situations, some more three and outs to give our offense a chance. It's hard in the National Football League when you're starting drives from inside your 20. And, you know, offensively, you know, we had yards. We threw the ball very well. That was the way the game dictated that it needed to be played. But we've got to get shorter fields for our offense. And then when we do get down in the red area, we've got to convert.
Coach, we've got time for one more question.
Coach, can I just ask a scheduling question? This is Monday. Press conference going to be at 2:45 now in the future at 3 o'clock or 1?
It's probably going to be more like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Yeah. So after a long trip, will you change it? Or?
I don't plan on that being the case. That's kind of what I anticipate.
But today was basically to have that big team meeting about
Correct.
Back to just address yesterday.
Correct.
Okay, thanks everybody. Appreciate it.